fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The X Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. We're coming to you from our studios in beautiful Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Worldwide toll-free 1-800-610-7035. Email xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. My first guest tonight is Fran Russo, and we're going to be talking to Fran about her book, Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey. And Fran, welcome to the X Zone.
Well, welcome. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Fran.
Well, what can I tell you? I can say this. I can say that my work takes me into Peru, and I can tell you that the first time I went there, I knew I was home.
Now, the name of your organization is called IUSUYU, and where did that name come from, and what does that name mean?
That is from the Quechua language of Peru, one of the native languages. It's actually two words. IU means community, and SUYU means region. So loosely said together, IUSUYU means the region of communities together.
Where did your love and fascination with Peru come from?
Well, all of my life, even since a very little child, I had seen things differently. So I followed different paths, and one day I got something in the mail that tweaked my interest. I went, I saw, and I knew I was home. And from there on out, I just followed the path.
What was it that you got in the mail that was the catalyst to your journey?
Well, you know, it was a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
It was for a talk somewhere. On one side, something there was something that did not interest me.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, it said Inca. And it just flew off the page. And I said, okay, I have to go do this. Went, listened, and that was it. I knew that's what I had been looking for.
What was it like the first time you went to Peru? Did you feel as if you had gone home, that you were finally where you were supposed to be?
I can tell you in this way. Even as the plane was landing in Lima,
mm-hmm.
tears cascaded down my face, and every bit of my being said, we're home.
Wow.
We're home, with such heartfelt core elation.
This is going to be an interesting hour, Exonation. My guest is Fran Russo. She is the author of Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey. Her website, and I'm going to spell it for you. It's www.ayllusuyu.com. Once again, that's www.ayllusuyu.com. And that's pronounced Ayusuyu. That is the name of her organization. And Fran Russo is our special guest. Once again, she is the author of Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey. My name is Rob McConnell, and this is The X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard, Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern on the Talkstar Radio Network, X Zone Broadcast Network, and our growing family of broadcast affiliates right across Canada, the United States, Central America, South America, the Caribbean, the Pacific Rim, Asia, Africa, and Europe. Once again, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-610-7035. Email xzone at xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our websites, www.xzoneradiotv.com. Fran Russo is my special guest. We'll be back on the other side of this two-minute commercial break as we continue here in the X-Zone from our studios in beautiful Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away. Fran Russo is my special guest this hour, Exonation. www.ayusuyu.com is her website, and that is spelled www.ayllusuyu.com. Fran is the author of Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey. And tell us a little bit about what your book is about, Fran.
My book is about my experiences in Peru and the teachings brought back from them. I've been going to Peru for 17 years, and that is from high up in the Andes, 16,000 feet in the Andes, to deep in the jungles, where I lived for quite some time.
Tell me, what is the fascination with the Incas and the Andes that so many people seem to be drawn down to South America to experience the high Andes and the Incan culture?
They tell you, or I should say, they show you the way to reveal those hidden aspects of yourself that have long been buried. And they help you to find ways to bring them up with delight, with no fear. As many of the indigenous cultures throughout the world do, they get right to the heart of things. They get right to the core, and they show it to you with delight and with love and with compassion. So there's no fear. It takes away all the fear. It gets right down to the primal.
What is it that you hope that people will will find within the pages of Through the Eyes of Jaguar?
I can tell you that my inspiration was simply, is if I can do it, you can do it. Whatever your dream is, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen. Not through your thinking, not through wish lists, but because you know it, simply because you know you can. Get out there and do it. Become the physical legs of the perceptual guidance that you get, that instinct, that little gut that says, go ahead, go do it.
Yeah, you see, I've always believed the difference between a dream and reality is just doing it.
Yes. Yes. You must become the physical legs to get it done.
Unfortunately, in today's society, so many people sit back and just wish their lives away without taking the initiative to actually make their dreams come true. And I think that when it comes to movies and books like The Secret, I believe personally that many people have been led astray, that if they just imagine it, it's not going to happen, but you have to get off your duff and actually work at it.
That's right. You know, the thing of it is that when your instinct tells you, that primal self, do this, then stop making stories about it. Stop making the plans. Stop thinking about it. Just go do it. So the lower self or the physical body is what becomes those physical legs, the ones that gets in the car and goes buys the food and does all those things. Yes, you have to do that, but keep your intent on the path of where you're headed without an attachment to the outcome of it, because that narrows your focus. That takes away from the possibility of the richness of creation, of what can happen. The magic is still alive and well in the world, and that can only come to be is if you get out of the way.
What has been your most significant accomplishment, having gone down to Peru, spent time with the Incas, gone into the high Andes? What have you accomplished by doing that that you could not have accomplished staying in the United States?
Well, you know, that's kind of hard to say, but the best I can do is it showed me that who and what I am, not through any ego structure, is the most delightful being that it can be. I like me without ego. There's no attachment to beliefs. There's just letting myself be who I am and following the path, the name of my book, Through the Eyes of Jaguar, because my primal being is Jaguar. So it showed me how to see through that instinctual, intuitive self and taking what I see and making it happen in the physical world.
When you say you're, how did you phrase it? When you refer to yourself as a jaguar, your primal self being a jaguar, do you mean that in a past life you were a jaguar and now you've been reincarnated or incarnated into a person and you've still maintained your primal instincts as a jaguar?
No. Okay, best example is if you've ever watched a little child, that little child is completely absorbed in whatever he or she is doing.
Yes.
Completely whatever it is. Okay? Because that child doesn't have the beliefs or the filters around him or herself that says, well, you shouldn't do this, or you can't be that, or you can't do that. You have to be this way. That child is completely absorbed and total, and that is the primal self. Any animal or creature of the wild is instinctual. It sniffs life out. It tastes life through its senses. It knows perceptually what is and what isn't.
And
we all have that, Rob, within us, deep in our core.
All right, so what is it that you learned from the Incas that when you look back at your 17 trips down there, you say, you know what? This is what it was all about. I learned this from the Incas.
Well, in the 17 years that I've been going down there, they continually show me to just be. That, see, that's the whole thing about them. They show you how to be delightfully who and what you are. And when I come back, I feel anew again. Not renewed, but anew. Another aspect of who I am has been revealed. They teach you that you don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live for death. Live for life. Live completely in the moment. Clearly know what is, and knowing that, so you are creating your future. That's what they teach you.
Is it because they have a much slower pace of life and that their needs are very simple and they don't have the high stress values that we have on a day-to-day basis?
Perhaps in part, but, you know, there are many of the cattle.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who are now the pure blood descendants of the ancient Inca, who do live in the towns and live in the cities. And so they don't live up in the mountains, like not all of them live up in the mountains anymore. And so they do have some of those, but that never changes because they know that who they are cannot change unless they permit it to change. So they allow themselves to be all who they are without the beliefs so they can get through life clearer.
Did you participate in any ceremonies with the Incas? And if so, can you tell us about them?
Well, all of the work that we do is sacred ceremony. And all of it is, I can say some of it I can tell you about, some other parts, no. Whether it is a sacred fire or it is a ceremony that is time-honored by the Inca or other shamans throughout Peru, they go through a natural way of helping you to uncover all that you are. I know I keep saying that because really, Rob, that's what it's all about, is getting to the core, cutting through the layers and getting to the core. So the sacred ceremonies, perhaps a sacred fire. We may go to a sacred fire that we come with respect, and we may bring an offering that we give to the fire. And that fire accepts it and takes it into the light to help us to transform whatever is heavy within us. You know, sure, to our listeners, it may be hard to understand. Well, okay, you go to a fire, you dance, you sing, and it sounds good, feels good. You have to do this to know it.
What's the difference between a sacred fire and a regular fire?
A sacred fire is one that has a specific intent of healing, of offering, of helping one to see through different eyes. A regular campfire where you've got your marshmallows, that engenders friendship, that love and a good time. The difference is that one is actually a ceremony that you would attend even if you were to go to a church or a temple. it would be the same intent with that kind of a respect.
It almost sounds a little bit like what the Wiccans have talked about, and those who follow white magic talk about the significance of the fire with intent.
Yes. Well, you know, Wiccan and the other religions and cultures throughout the world, we all know the same thing about fire, is that it is sacred. So we may have our own forms, but we do have the same intent with respect and love, and it is mutual. We know that there is a sentience about fire. So when we approach a fire, we respect it as a sentient being, and that respect is mutual then.
All right, friends, stand by. You and I have to take our news break at the bottom of the hour. Exo Nation, Fran Russo is our special guest. She is the author of Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey. Her website is www.ayusuyu.com. That's ayllusuyu.com. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. I'll be back with Fran Russo on the other side of this news break as we continue right here from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away now.
My name is Michael Telstar, Canada's leading mentalist from Toronto, Ontario.
Hi, my name is Splenda, and you're listening to my dad, Rob McConnell, on the X-Zone.
This is Psychic Dorothy from St. Catharines, and you're listening to Rob McConnell.
Hello, my name is Holly Reeves, an astrologer from Astro For You, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Welcome to The X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Fran Russo is my special guest this hour, X Zone Nation. www.ayllusuyu, that is ayllusuyu.com. She's the author of Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey. And we're talking about Fran's trips, Fran's association, Fran's aspiration to visit and be with the Incas that she has done over the last 17 years. Fran, what was your inspiration for writing Through the Eyes of Jaguar?
Well, I had felt that what I had gained in Peru were such gifts that others should share in that knowledge, that to help them understand, all it takes is for you to get out of your way and do whatever you have to do to get what you want to have done. So, you know, we all have dreams. We all know that there are things we should do, but sometimes we lag, we procrastinate. It simply is, do what you have to do outside of your comfort and safety zones, outside of your beliefs. Do what you have to do, irregardless of what the external might be telling you. Follow that gut, and that's what gets it done.
I understand that you actually lived in the jungles of Peru, and I was wondering what that was like, you know, just getting back to basic, very, very strapped down basic.
I loved it. I cried like a baby the day I was leaving. I couldn't be consoled, even though I knew I'd be back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found that people either love the jungle or they don't. They can't wait to get out of it, or they'd never want to leave it. It's immediate. Immediate life, pulsing, vital life. You feel it when you're on the boat going mm-hmm. downriver. You feel it when you get off the boat and you step on the land. You feel it when you go deep in the jungles.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken people into the depths of the jungles where we've camped. Just you, me, the camp, the tent, and the moon in the jungle. And we talk about magic in the world. Do that, and you will simply know that it is alive.
I can certainly agree with you through firsthand experience. I've spent time in the jungles of the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there certainly is an energy and mm-hmm. a feeling that you cannot describe within the jungle.
Mm-mm.
And the deeper you get into the jungle, the more intense that feeling becomes.
Yeah.
You become
it
one with nature.
You to be alive.
Yes, that's right. What were some of the hair-raising experiences that you might have had?
Well, then, okay. In the jungle specifically or anywhere?
Well, let's talk about your experiences in Peru, whether it's in the jungle or high in the Andes.
Okay. Well, the one time we went to a village in the Andes.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the little indigenous tribes, and we went to go spend a day with them. They live up on the top of a cliff, if you can call it that. But to come down, there's this I wouldn't even call it a path, kind of a dirt trail back down to the river. That's the only way you could get back down. Now, I knew that I could get in my way and have to find another way out and cause a lot of troubles for anyone, and that was hair-raising because if there was one slip, you're in the drink. And in the drink, there is, in the river, you've got any kind of wildlife that lives in there that might decide a little small woman is a tasty snack.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that I had to just do it. So I did it. Went down, no fear, got it done, and that was fine. Now, that's mild by some things. There was a journey, and I must say it was here in the States in one of the canyons, where there was sacred work we were doing that required that we... What I did is I went half up a cliff wall at
mm-hmm.
night and sat in a little niche there in a place called Cougar Canyon and was working with jaguar energy. I could smell the cougars. I could hear them. And it was wonderful. It was thrilling. It was terrifying. It was wonderful. I was either incredibly stupid or incredibly brave. And I'll leave the listeners to decide on that. But I can tell you that it was hair-raising, but it was wonderful. Because when it was all done, I knew I could do anything.
What about the people that go with you, that you take into the jungle? How do they feel? How do they react their very first night with just you, the tent, the jungle, and the moon?
Well, they know when they go with Ayusuyu to Peru that it's sacred ceremony. So they're going with the intent that they are wanting healing and they want to know who they are. So they already know not to pack expectations. So they come with, I tell them, don't pack fear
mm-hmm.
because it'll call whatever that fear is to you. Just come. So they come and they're excited like children, as I always am. And they love it. And yeah, they get nervous. They hear it. They see they're in an Amazon jungle.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they hear it all and it scares them, but they love it.
What sort of changes have you seen in the people that that you and your organization, Iusuyu, see in the people that you take into the jungle?
They drop a lot of things. They drop the masks. By the time we leave, a lot of the masks, a lot of the filters are gone because the jungle doesn't permit that. You are who and what you are. That's the only way you can live in the jungle. And it shows you that, it teaches you that. So they drop that. And they, when they leave, they're much freer, more relaxed, more ready to engage life for and with life rather than fear.
What was the hardest part for you as an author writing Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey?
You know, I joke and I say it took me about 400 years to finish the thing. Is how do you take that intuitive, that gut sense, mm-hmm. knowing of what you know, and putting it into the restricted use of words? How do you do that? So what I did was I sourced myself back into the event or the place, the time, and wrote it that way. It's the only possible way. If I did it using my brain, so to speak, it would never have gotten done.
I understand that you also teach and offer workshops. So what kind of workshops do you do?
It's all based on the teachings of Peru. Mm-hmm. There is the medicine wheel. There are the sacred plateaus. There is work where we actually work with the energetic grid or ley lines of the earth, Pachamama herself. There's advanced work for people who are serious about taking what they're doing, whatever their practice or modality.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What he is, and getting the training to consciously use it in the world so no harm can be done. There's special work for women, mm-hmm. for families. This is what we bring in.
Prior to your explorations and conquests in going into Peru, what were you doing? Were you always into travel? Or did you leave an established profession to become the person in charge of Iusuyu?
Well, I have worked in corporate America for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I worked in corporate America, I knew that I was never going to stay there. It just was a job. What I always knew is that there was something more, and finally took the step.
What kind of person would contact you, Fran, and say, I'd like to go to Peru with you the next time? Is it white collar, blue collar, young, old, male, female, or a hodgepodge of everything?
Everybody. Anyone who has known that there's more, that's tired of the old living for death, living for the end of things, knows that there's life and wants to get on with it. Those are the folks. So that could be anyone.
What's your favorite location in Peru?
That one I can't give you, Rob.
Too many dimensions.
I love the whole thing.
Do you have a mentor in Peru that you work with, or a group of people, members of a tribe, a shaman?
The Quero would be the ones who I would call my teachers, my mentors. They are the pure blood descendants of the ancient Inca.
Mm-hmm.
They do live in the mountains, and also there is a shaman in the jungle, Don Ignacio, who I love entirely, who is also a mentor.
How did you meet him?
Well, one of the jungle journeys, He came and he is a master with the plants. And I worked with him in ceremony with those plants. And that was the immediate love happened.
It was that simple.
Yeah. If your heart is open, and you know its language, just listen.
Why do you think it is that people in today's society look at the indigenous people of every country, and I'm talking about the First Nations in the United States and Canada, and we can go into the different jungle areas and the areas that are secluded away from high technology and the luxuries that many of us enjoy as backwards, when it seems to me that these are the people who really have it all together, and we're the people in modern day society that need the lessons, not them.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, I tell people, when you go into Peru, you're going to see people who live simply. They don't live poorly. Mm-hmm. They live simply. And there's the difference. There are many people that live in First Nations that are much more poor than those who live in the heights of the mountains, because they don't have the need. If you were to give a pair of pants to one of the people, they would say, "Why? I have pants."
It seems to me that the indigenous people and in many countries, those who have to work with the land and the sea, no matter how poor they are very happy.
Because they live with nature. They don't force nature or try to master it. They live with it. Mm-hmm. There's a sacred site in Peru called Morai. This is three circles that are huge. They're terraced. What the ancient Inca knew, that they have to eat in every season. So what they did is they built a tier or a terrace in these circles all the way down to the bottom. On each one of those rings, they planted seasonal food, so they had food for every season of the year. They lived with nature, they followed it, and that's how they live simply and richly, because they live with nature.
We've got about a minute left in this segment, Fran. Do you think that we can actually take our fast-paced way of living and combine it with the way of the Incas to some happy medium where we can enjoy both worlds?
Yes, because there are those of us who are already doing it.
All right, stand by. Let's talk about that when we come back from this commercial break. ExoNation, Fran Russo is our special guest. She is the author of Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey. Her website is www.ayusuyu.com. That's ayllusuyu.com. My name's Rob McConnell, and this is The X-Zone. Fran Russo and I will be back on the other side of this commercial break as we continue from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Exo Nation, Fran Russo is our special guest. We're talking about her new book entitled Through the Eyes of Jaguar, One Woman's Journey. Fran, what did you learn about death when you were in the Andes, in Peru, talking to the Peruvians? What do you believe now happens when we die?
I know it to be a transition. I know that it is simply a gateway for spirit to travel through for evolution, to continue on. That when the mortal coil, the physical body, has reached its finite end, it is a way to just make that transition. What I learned is that how it is that you live in life is how that ending can be. That if you make peace with yourself, well, the physical body is alive, that is indeed how that transition can be.
So what happens after we die? Do we go to another dimension? Do we go to another place? Do we come back, as so many people believe, in reincarnation? What happens?
What we've come to know is that when the physical body dies, spirit does go through an evolution, if you will, in the higher planes. There comes a choice to come back again into another physical life or not. So, reincarnation, as that's been said, does happen. The past lives, yes.
So when is your next trip down to Peru?
And we're planning one for the middle of the summer, and then a very special journey to Peru at the end of the year, where we will be going from 2011 into 2012 on the high plateaus of the mountains, the place between heaven and earth, if you will.
What do the Incas believe will happen on December the 21st, 2012? Or is there no significance whatsoever to them for that date?
No, we've all, as the Inca, along with those throughout the world, we know through the perceptual, the energetic, not so much the date, that this is a time in which the human race, as a race of beings, evolves, an ascension, an evolution.
So they don't think it's going to be the end of the world?
No. No. It can be the end of violence, the end of people being personal, isolating, insulating. It's a time where we actually have the opportunity to know we are one.
That's wonderful. Fran, we have run out of time for tonight. I want to thank you ever so much for joining us. We'll have to have you back on to talk about your trip going back to Peru for the crossing of the year. I'd love to hear more about that. So until then, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a great pleasure chatting with you.
You're quite welcome, and thank you.
Exo Nation, Fran Russo is the lady behind, are you ready for this? Ayu Suyu. Her website is www.ayllusuyu.com. Visit it, and maybe if you'd like to go down to Peru, contact Fran. I'm sure that she'd be more than glad to talk to you about one of her many excursions going down to South America. When we come back, more of the X-Zone from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, right after the news at 6:30 past the hour.